From the KVIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Two senators are urging Congress to block companies from cornering the market on old off-patent drugs and hiking their prices many times over. Republican Susan Collins of Maine and Democrat Claire McCaskill of Missouri released findings yesterday from a year-long investigation into companies including Turing Pharmaceuticals, which generated national outrage after increasing the price of a decades-old drug by more than 700%. The congressional report comes as lawmakers and pharmaceutical executives try to gauge President-elect Donald Trump's interest in government interventions to curb rising drug prices, which is a leading healthcare concern among U.S. patients. Most pharmaceutical companies increase prices annually as a matter of doing business, but drastic price increases have turned drug pricing into a national issue. Republican Governor-elect Eric Reitens is appointing a North Carolina corrections official to lead Missouri's Department of Corrections. Reitens announced his pick yesterday of North Carolina Community Supervision Director Anne Preisseith. The Senate must still confirm her appointment. His decision followed criticism after alternative weekly paper The Pitch first reported that Missouri, between 2012 and 2016, spent more than $7.5 million on settlements and judgments related to alleged harassment and retaliation within the department. Greitens says the state corrections department is broken and there's a culture of harassment, but he hopes for change under Preisseith's leadership. Authorities say 53 puppies died of overheating when they were left in a vehicle in southwestern Missouri. The Newton County Sheriff's Department said a truck company employee was struggling to keep the puppies warm Sunday night because temperatures outside were in the single digits and the truck's heater was malfunctioning. Chief Deputy Chris Jennings said the worker added an extra heating component and found the dogs dead after returning to check on them just 90 minutes later. Jennings described it as a, quote, horrible accident. While the Sheriff's Department doesn't plan to seek charges, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is looking into the deaths to determine if animal welfare laws were broken. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.